This is also the time of the program that we invite you to join us for a look at some of the headlines on MI Tech News. And the man to help us take that look is none other than the editor, Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great, boy. I bet you got at least 100 years of experience on that show. I was listening to the warm-up there, right? You know, so. Probably Let's Gary see. Alone's got 100 years of experience.
Yeah, I was waiting
right?
for you to say something like that, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we're going to talk about the other end of the demographic, if you will. You had a fascinating headline in there about younger Grand Rapids demographics make it sound like Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, every year the Right Place, which is the big economic development group in West Michigan, has George Arachek come in from the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research and does his forecast. And if anybody's been to downtown Grand Rapids lately, and I grew up in the area, and now I live in Ann Arbor, but I get back from time to time. Downtown is kind of like downtown Detroit. All the young people are flocking in. Well, because of all that, because they're better educated, when he worked his numbers out, apparently, because of those folks between 25 and 34, it compares very favorably with Portland, Oregon, which is a high-tech center. So, I mean, I was real surprised to read that.
That is interesting and exciting to hear that kind of potential is out there across the state. Excellent. Yeah. Hey, something I saw that was kind of fascinating, one of your other headlines, is that there's a cyber squadron that has been assigned to Battle Creek's Air National Guard base. This is kind of coming just in time for the Star Wars movie coming out.
Well, there's somewhat of a relationship there, but a little different, I think. But anyway, this squadron has 70 new jobs, and it's Air National Guard guys who are really trained to be cyber warriors. And it's part of the cyber range hub they already had, and that's through Merritt and Ann Arbor. Anyway, so they had that already there, and there's only four of these squadrons that have been set up around the country, and we got one in Michigan.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And so they will be based there, and their job will be what, to be kind of on the lookout for attacks coming in from?
Well, or launching attacks. You know, if things happened, and then they would. There's all sorts of very sophisticated cyber weaponry that can be used on somebody that's attacking you, but mostly it's to defend rather than to attack.
Right. So. That would be a big center for that coming up in Battle Creek. Absolutely fascinating. Now, we've been talking about, matter of fact, we talked about rocket fiber with Randy Foster, who was a guest of yours on your M-Square TechCast just recently, about rocket fiber coming to downtown Detroit. It looks like AT&T, from one of your headlines, is going to be joining that gigabit internet parade in Detroit.
Well, along with Comcast Cable, those are the three that have raised their hands right now and said that they're going to be doing this. Now, Rocket's come out with pricing and what area they're going to be offering that in. Mm-hmm. It's primarily the downtown up to a little bit towards Midtown where you guys are. What Comcast and AT&T are going to do, they haven't really said yet. They haven't really said how much. But I think because Rocket, you know, jumped the gun here and said they were going to do it, then, you know, they maybe had to force their hand a little bit to say, hey, wait a minute now, we're also doing this. So
and
I
maybe,
think that's what's going on.
And they may be setting the price a little bit. That's a pretty good price from Rocket Fiber.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get Comcast here in Ann Arbor, and I bet I spend $60 a month, and it's nowhere near a gigabyte.
Right.
So.
No, and they're talking about $70 a month for a gigabit connection.
Excuse me, yes.
Yeah, has AT&T said anything about what their speeds are going to be? I mean, what their connection fee is going to be?
No, they haven't said the how much part, but apparently it's going to be very broad all over, like Comcast is going to be very broad. Right now, Rocket just has their fiber in downtown primarily.
I got you.
But AT&T, of course, and Comcast are everywhere, and they're going to be rolling theirs out to a much bigger footprint, but they haven't really defined where that is yet.
You know what? I think that this coming week, guys, what we'll try to do is to get both AT&T representatives and Comcast on, to be absolutely fair, and to talk about this push, because it sounds like the year 2016 is going to be a year for breaking the sound barrier on the Internet for a lot of people. A lot of us are going to be able to connect, it sounds like, at much, much faster speeds than we've ever imagined before. Hey, before you go, Mike, I want you to talk kind of quickly about your M-Square TechCast and what that is and how people can listen to that.
Well, it's real easy. We don't have broadcast capability. We're all over the Internet. But we do it every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. at podcastdetroit.com, where, of course, you guys have your podcast located
That's
as well.
That's right.
And sort of the M&M show, so we call it M squared because it's Matt and Mike, two guys that competed against each other for 20 years, and now we play nice in the studio. So,
Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, exactly.
So we have fun. Yep. We have great guests, and we're going to really start to amp up the conversation starting next year.
Excellent. Mike, thanks so much for that.